hits just keep on coming.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Let me out of this thing.
Well, here we are again. It's time for...
quote and unquote.
What's he talking about?
This is not to make fun of anyone. This is to make fun of everyone.
This is a reminder to all of humanity. We're all human.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
I bet he's no Wheaties.
Quote and unquote.
This month's quote and unquote puts the spotlight on little tidbits of observational wit and humor from a wide range of folks, including some unknown contributors. We'll give credit where credit is due unless a quote's from an unknown person. But we start off with this from Woody Allen, who points out, organized crime in America takes in over $40 billion a year and spends very little on office supplies.
Sorry, boss. I couldn't make them copies for you. I forgot to pick up that ream of paper from Staples.
You rat. You dirty rat. Take that. And that. And two of these. That'll teach you.
Bill Vaughn makes this observation. Suburbia is where the developer bulldozes out all of the trees and then names the streets after them.
Next stop, Pine and Maple.
Lisa Clayman adds this twist to an old saying.
Some say the glass is half empty. Some say the glass is half full. I say, are you really going to drink that?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yuck!
Robert Heinlein reminds us that women and cats will do as they please. Men and dogs should relax and just get used to the idea. Noelle Altito has this thought that all truck drivers can relate to instantly. The shortest distance between two points is under construction. And in a poke at USA Today's Daily Nebula Survey, David Letterman points this out. USA Today has come up with a new survey. Apparently, 3 out of 4 people in the country make up 75% of our population.
I bet you he stayed up all night thinking of that one.
Then Franklin P. Jones takes a shot at enlightening us to a bit of human reality with this. Honest criticism is hard to take, particularly from a relative, a friend, an acquaintance, or a stranger.
It pretty much covers everyone, doesn't it?
A 14-year-old boy by the name of Joel offers this advice to kids.
Never tell your mom her diet isn't working.
Joel, I think that's good advice for husbands, too. Finally, from an unknown contributor, we have this painful truth. The fact that no one understands you does not make you an artist.
It's so hard to be an artist. I'm so misunderstood.
Well, that's it for this month from...
quote, unquote.
See you next time around. Well, it's time for our Featured Indie Artist of the Month. This is that time when we put the spotlight on a special independent artist. This time around, it's an artist who released an independent album a few years ago and since then has moved up to the mainstream Christian realm with her appearances and her songs. There was something very special about her, her music and her ministry. When I first came across some of Robin's work, and nothing has changed since that, besides her notoriety and the fan followings that she's gained. Even though Robin may not be an official indie anymore, she still qualifies in my books because she hasn't lost the true spirit of an indie and she still offers a generous supply of full MP3 songs on her website, which tells me that Robin hasn't lost the true spirit of her ministry. Go to her website at www.robinwelty.com. That's Robin, R-O-B-I-N-W-E-L-T-Y, Welty. RobinWelty.com, and check out her music. She has two albums now. You might just want both of them. That's robinwelty.com. You can also find her link from our main ministry website, and you get there by following the web address on the front of this CD. We'll hear a song called To Be Free, and follow that with Move Me. Here's two in a row from Robin Welty, our featured artist for August 2004.
Tied together, I hold up inside this heart. The walls get higher as I struggle more. Tomorrow is here, and what I want is to find a way to fight the fear, a way to fly. A little tighter, feel it up just a little more. Free to fly so much higher than I ever thought I could before. Free to laugh just a little longer. Free to love like I want it to, Lord. All because of you, I'm free to be free. Out to grab my fate, twist the facts, trying to get my way. Tomorrow is now, and what I want is to find a way to be found, a way to be whole inside. Free to hold just a little tighter, free to love just a little more, free to fly so much higher than I ever thought I could before.
And do-